Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Well, I tell you, you know what my eyes weren't prepared for this morning? No moustache on your face.
No moustachio face.
Fresh-faced Sam.
A very fresh-faced Sam. What are you fresh-facing it for?
So I've done Movember for the past like 2 years, and this is another year that I'm doing it. I work in corporates, so oftentimes it's one of those things that you get everyone along to.
And nice.
I'm the main man with a moustache in my office, so they always go, Sam, you should organise Movember. And I go, you know what? I am mentally ill, so like this does work.
I'm happy to sign up for that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so I'm raising money for... you know, men's mental health, testicular cancer, prostate cancer. I recently
awesome.
Got my testicles checked because I am a good lad.
Love to see it.
But yeah, so Sam Sinnott on Movember, you'll be able to find me. It's a picture of me in a bucket hat.
Oh, nice.
Go, Sam.
Let's go chuck some coin towards that very good cause there. We had to talk about TV as well this morning, Sam. What have you been watching?
So this show, I saw a trailer for it and I was like, yeah. I'm in.
Sign me up.
It's called The Bastard Son and the Devil Himself.
Oh, okay.
I'll say it again a second time because I know y'all will want to watch this and you want to know the title. The Bastard Son and the Devil Himself on
Make
Netflix.
Okay,
write
cool.
it down. It's basically a show about Fairborn witches and Bloodborn witches.
Ooh.
Based on... a very short trilogy of books by an author whose name I can't remember. But basically, blood witches are bad witches and fairborn witches are good witches. And blood witches just have like more evil powers, I guess, is kind of the vibe.
Yeah, got you.
And on your 17th birthday, you get like one magical power. So that could be like shape-shifting or growing plants or
Ooh.
The ability to gain powers of other witches if you eat their hearts or... decimation, which is when you make someone explode into a pile of goo.
Wow, fun.
So there's some that are better than others, obviously. And we follow the main character, who is the titular bastard son. and basically, his mother had a child with this evil blood witch called the Wolf, who ended up killing a bunch of fairborn witches, basically because... he's a bad guy and he wants to eat their hearts and get their powers.
Sweet.
Yeah. And this was 17 years ago in the realm of the show, and he's coming up to his 17th birthday, and the Council of Fairborn Witches are keeping an eye on him his whole life because they think he's going to turn out like his dad
mm-hmm.
and eat people's hearts and steal their powers.
Just before we carry on, this
bit
sounds like unbelievably camp to me, but in like a kind of a fun way. Is it campy? Is it serious? What's the general vibe of the show?
Listen, you know me. I love a bit of YA. Like the Percy Jackson, Skullduggery Prisons. The book series that shall not be named. you know, I love a bit of that magical nonsense. And this is right up my alley. So
nice.
I really like the characters because they're young people that are speaking like young people. And they've got that petulant teenageness that you love. Like, actually, no. Like, if this, I don't like it. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, yeah. I would be like that if I was like
a grumpy little witch,
teenage witch
who like everyone is like scared of because they think I'm going to be like my dad, who's a bad guy and I don't even know.
I might eat some hearts. Who knows what I might do?
And one of the best parts of the show is the special effects are actually like so fire.
Oh, that's good. I like some sort of shows in this genre world, but it really has to win me over on a couple of crucial things. And so far you've mentioned two of them, which is if it's got teens in it, I want them to be like real teens. I don't want to have some euphoria nonsense going on.
No, definitely not euphoria. Definitely not euphoria.
And if it's going to have, you know...
Magic.
The effects have to be cool as.
Yeah, so the main, like... the effect that you'll see in the trailer is basically this one called decimation where someone's body is... turn into goo basically, and it's like basically the body lifts up into the air and then all the organs and skin and stuff like starts to separate like slowly and like expand outwards, and you can see like the eyeballs come out and the brain come out, and it's so gross but like so sick.
I kind of wish you could have seen Sam's hand gestures to describe that as well. It was a picture in and of itself.
Yeah,
I really imagined it just being very Doctor Who-esque, just falling into
no, every organ
every
rendered
organ
perfectly.
Ooh. It's gross.
And you know me, I love gore. So like,
yeah,
I'm
you
like,
do.
I'm
all
like,
over it.
Get it. And the part where the show doesn't really like work for me is the kind of relationship between the two main characters. I can't remember their names. I'm so sorry. I've totally forgotten. But
character one and character two.
Yeah. You've got Nathan and you've got Annalise. They're the two main characters. Okay. And Annalise's dad is the head of the Fairborn Council. So, you know, a little bit star-crossed.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I just don't care. Like, I'm like, yeah, cool. But, like, I don't know. I just want to see witchy stuff.
More goo.
The show really picks up around episode 3 and 4 when they meet this beautiful French bisexual man who just, like, has a sassy quip for everything. And I'm like, usually I would hate this, but I really like you. And cool. I think it's probably just because you're attractive, but that's okay. And he's also a blood witch. And in the book series, so this is kind of where the show diverges from the books, is basically in the book series, it's not blood and Fairborn, it's white and black witches, which is like a very like over the top allegory for racism and all of that
stuff.
Right,
I see.
And this show kind of is like, we get that in the subtext. We don't need to like be
as
blatant.
Spell it out for you.
Yeah. So instead Fairborn, which is also just like fair skin. So like you get it.
So there is, there's a cultural commentary in The Witch Show.
Yeah. About oppression and, you
got
know,
you. Okay.
People that exist in a position of power. And honestly, I'm just loving it. Like,
okay,
this is
fun.
I'm 4 episodes in. The teens are running around Paris now. it's just so sick. And I don't know where it's going to go because this is one of those shows where the main character, he's thrust into like being the main character, you know? It's not something that he...
Having his Harry Potter moment.
Yeah.
I was just an ordinary witch and then...
I was an ordinary witch and I don't like my dad and my stepsister hates me.
And now I'm the main character of this show.
I don't want to to eat hearts.
And there's so much goo everywhere.
this sounds fun.
Yeah, it sounds good.
And he's charming and he's cute and he was in Miss Marvel playing Kamran and he's great and I like him.
Okay, cool. This is... I think you've sold me on this show. I just finished watching all the Lord of the Rings series, so I need a bit of fantasy in my life. We've all got very strong opinions on these TV shows, which we'll keep off here for today, but remind us of the name of this one.
The Bastard Son and the Devil Himself.
The Bastard Son and the Devil Himself.
And also such a fire soundtrack in the show. Like, I've saved at least 3 songs. It is very like, these are just pop songs that I'm playing while people are listening to their headphones, but I'm like, I like this.
The texters enjoy it as well, apparently. There's a few people out there who are really enjoying it, so
yeah,
get
as
amongst.
They should. It's a good show. Good taste.
Thank you very much. It's up on Netflix. We'll see you next week, Sam.
Go see some goo.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
Kia ora.